In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, as we present Pentecost on Sunday. Wonderful Holy Spirit, lead us to Jesus. Wonderful Holy Spirit, lead us to the gifts that we use for the blessing of God's people. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, thou Father of the poor. Come, thou source of all our store. Come within these bosoms shine. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come and show us Jesus. Oh, yes, help me today to preach the Lord, to preach Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. We've been doing this for 34 years. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what he did for us at Calvary and what he did for us in the resurrection. It's all about Jesus, that we would do the same works that he did. And greater still, that's what Jesus said. Oh, yes, I will not leave you orphaned. Do you feel like an orphan today? Jesus said, I will not leave you orphaned. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, yes, that's what Jesus said. And he loves you. Oh, how much he loves you. How much he loves you. And I'm going to tell you something today. He loved you first before you loved him. Oh, yes, he loved you first before you loved him. He loves you now. You say, but I have done these wicked things. Go to confession. Go to confession. It's time for us to go under the blood, to confess our sins, and to repent. It's all about repentance. That's what it's all about. It's all about repentance. 180-degree turnaround in Jesus' name. I'm looking at the 22nd chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Paul is speaking to the Jews in the Hebrew language, and they're listening. And it says, brothers and fathers, listen to the defense that I now make before you. When they heard him addressing them in Hebrew, they became even more quiet. Then he said, I am a Jew born in Tarsus, in the city of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, educated strictly according to our ancestral law, being zealous of God, just as all of you are today. Zealous of God, he even persecuted the Christians. You know, the scripture that you have to remember is, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross, who dies upon a tree. Cursed is a man. And the Christians were saying that Jesus was the Messiah. How could he be the Messiah, Paul thought, if he's a curse? Paul will later write, he became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I persecuted this way to the point of death, by binding both men and women and putting them in prison, as the high priest and the whole council of the elders can testify about me. Oh, yes. Cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. And Jesus became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. From them I also received letters to the brothers in Damascus, and I went there in order to bind those who were there and to bring them back to Jerusalem for punishment. That's what he was going to on the Damascus road. to go and get Christians and bring them to Jerusalem to be punished. That's what was happening when his conversion began. While I was on my way and approaching Damascus about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone upon me. What's this light? This is the Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory. It flashed around him. It's a different atmosphere. It's the atmosphere of heaven. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? Then he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. I tell you, he was on the way to arrest people. And this is when Jesus comes in the glory of God to change the heart of Paul. Oh, yes. To change the heart of Paul. Paul was not looking for Jesus. Jesus was looking for Paul. You might not be looking for Jesus, but Jesus is looking for you. Oh, yes. You might not be looking for Jesus, but Jesus is looking for you. You, I'm talking to. You. Oh, it's just like the time that I said, the Lord is touching someone to be a priest. And this young man went into the seminary because he knew God was calling him. He's a priest of the Order of Franciscan. Oh, yes. Now those who were with me saw the light, but they did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. What did the voice say? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It doesn't say he fell off his horse. It doesn't say that. It says that he falls to the ground, and he goes into the ground filled with the light of Christ, filled with the Shekinah glory. I asked, What am I to do, Lord? He calls him Lord. The Lord said to me, Get up and go to Damascus. There you will be told everything that has been assigned to you to do. Since I could not see because of the brightness of the light, those who were with me took my hand and led me to Damascus. Wouldn't you love to be filled with that light that blinds you? Oh, please, Lord, the light that blinds us, the light that saturates us, the Shekinah glory. Please, Lord, fill me with that glory. Remember the cloud that led Israel through the desert. The cloud was the glory of God. And at night, it was flaming fire, the glory of God. On the Mount of Transfiguration, there was a big cloud that covered the earth. That was the glory of God. In the Ascension, it says there was a cloud that covered Jesus. It was the glory of God. I tell you how much we need the presence of the glory of God. A certain Ananias, who was a devout man according to the law and well spoken of by all the Jews living there, came to me and standing beside me, he said, Brother Saul, regain your sight. Now I'm going to tell you, when God went to Ananias, he said, Don't you know this guy's persecuting your people? And the Lord said, Go to Damascus and pray for him, that he not be blind anymore. Oh God, so many people are blind. They think it's, oh, I'm a good person, I'm going to heaven. So many people are blind. It takes the blood of Jesus to get you into heaven. Mother Teresa is in heaven because she was washed clean with the blood of Jesus. And then we do all the good works that God wants us to do. But it's not by our works that we're saved. It's by grace. Sola gratia. Only grace. I tell you how I need that grace today. How you need that grace today. regain your sight. In that very hour, I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, the God of our ancestors, the God of the Jews, has chosen you to know his will, to see the righteous one, that's Jesus, and to hear his own voice, that's Jesus, for you will be his witness all the world of what you have seen and heard. You're going to be the witness to the world, to the Gentiles. Oh yes, St. Paul would be the witness to the Gentiles. Peter, the witness to the Jews. Oh yes, I told you about the roads, the Roman roads that led to Rome. All roads lead to Rome. These were the very roads that the disciples used to preach the gospel. Caesar thought these roads were for him, but they are for Jesus, for his disciples to preach the gospel. And now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and have your sins washed away. Baptism washes our sins away. I was baptized at 40 days old, and all the sin of the original sin was washed away. Oh yes. Then it came a time for me to believe. It came a time for me to say yes to Jesus, to say yes to the crucified, to say yes to the one who rose from the dead. But it all started at baptism, calling on his name. What's his name? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is my friend, my friend. His name is Jesus. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is my friend. I tell you, more than my friend, he's my Savior. More than my Savior, he's my Lord. He's my everything. I have nothing apart from Jesus. I have nothing apart from Jesus. Thanks be to God that Jesus revealed himself to me. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I call it Hot Fudge Sunday knowledge. I would go to Father Sebastian and say, do you know what Hot Fudge Sunday is? And he'd say, no, I've never heard of it. I'm from India. So I would take him to Friendly's and order a Hot Fudge Sunday. And I'd say, taste and see how good it is to eat this Hot Fudge Sunday now. Now, do you know what a Hot Fudge Sunday tastes like? Oh yes, I just had one. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Not think and wonder. Taste and see. After I returned to Jerusalem, and while I was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance and saw Jesus saying to me, hurry and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. He imprisoned and beat the people who believed in Jesus. And while the blood of your witness Stephen was shed, I myself was standing by, approving and keeping the coats of those who killed him. Oh yes. Do you see how much Jesus loved us? Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you know that? Even while I was yet a sinner, Christ Jesus died for me. The righteous for the unrighteous. Oh yes. There is no one worthy, only the Lamb that is worthy, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Then he said to me, go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Oh yes. But Paul always starts with the synagogue, preaches the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and from there they throw him out. They stone him with rocks, and Paul gets up after people thought he was dead. I tell you, this Paul is something. Up to this point, they listened to him. Up to this point. Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. But then they shouted, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live. And while they were shouting, throwing their cloaks and tossing dust in the air, because they thought he was blaspheming, the tribune directed that he was to be brought into the barracks in order to be examined by flogging to find out the reason for this outcry against him. This is a Roman citizen. This is a Roman citizen that they're flogging. I'm telling you, Saul is going to say, I am a Roman citizen. I was born a Roman citizen. And I'm going to Caesar because you flogged me as if I was a Gentile. I tell you, Saul became Paul. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit at baptism. He spoke in tongues and prophesied. As a matter of fact, he says, I speak in tongues more than you people. I speak in tongues. But it's not tongues that save us. It is the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, I speak in tongues too. And I'm going to tell you, the devil hates it. The devil hates the praying in tongues. I know when I have a deliverance that has to be done, I start praying in another language. Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who is uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went to the tribune and said to him, what are you to do about this? This man is a Roman citizen. The tribune came and asked Paul, tell me, are you a Roman citizen? And he said, yes. The tribune answered, it cost me a large sum of money to get my citizenship to Rome. Paul said, I was born a citizen. Hallelujah. You don't flog citizens of Rome. And you know what? Saul wants to bring his testimony to Caesar, who thinks he's God. Saul wants to bring his testimony that the Shekinah light flooded him, blinded him, glorified him. Oh yes, immediately those who were about to examine Paul drew back from him. And the tribune also was afraid, for he realized that Paul was a Roman citizen and that he had bound him. You don't do that to a Roman citizen. Paul's citizenship came from birth, but he's going to tell us in the Philippians, my citizenship is in heaven, and from there I await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will come in glory. Hallelujah. Our citizenship is in heaven. Do you know that today? My citizenship is in heaven. I told you yesterday, the world has nothing to offer me. The only thing it has to offer me is that I preach the holy gospel in the world. I am not tempted by the world. I preach the holy gospel in the world. That's the only good thing about the world. Verse 30 of 22. Since he wanted to find out what Paul was being accused of by the Jews, the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and the entire council to meet. He brought Paul down and had him stand before them. Chapter 23. While Paul was looking on intently at the council, he said, brothers, up to this day I have lived my life with a clear conscience before God. Then the high priest Annas ordered those standing near him to strike him on the mouth. By this, Paul said to him, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. I tell you, he doesn't know it's the high priest. Are you sitting there to judge me? Are you sitting there to judge me according to the law? And yet, in violation of the law, you ordered me to be struck. Those standing nearby said, do you dare to insult God's high priest? And Paul said, I did not realize, brothers, that he was the high priest, for it is written, you shall not speak evil of a leader of your people. Paul didn't know it was the high priest. I tell you, we need people like Paul that will preach the gospel, that will, suffer persecution for the sake of the name. What's his name? His name is Jesus. When Paul noticed that some were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he called out in the council, brothers, I am a Pharisee. He's saying, I'm a Pharisee. And what's going to happen? There's going to be an argument between Pharisees and Sadducees. Paul steps back and he just causes the riot by saying, I am a Pharisee. I'm the son of a Pharisee. I am on trial concerning the hope of the resurrection of the dead. When he said this, a dissension began between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Who caused that dissension? Paul. He knew that they would start fighting with each other, and he stepped back. And the assembly was divided, yes. The Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Then a great clamor arose, and certain scribes of the Pharisees' group stood up and contended, we find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him? When the dissension became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul into pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down and take him by force and bring him into the barracks. That night, the Lord stood near. That night, the Lord stood near Paul, and said, keep up your courage, for just as you have testified to me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome. Keep up your courage. Oh, pray that I keep my courage up and continue to preach the gospel. Pray that I would be able to preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. I tell you, sometimes it's not very convenient to preach. Sometimes you feel like God has run away, but he hasn't. He's right there in you. He's right there for you. He's right there around you. He loves you. He has given his life for you. He has given his life for you. Do you know that today? That Jesus Christ bled for you. That is your salvation. That Jesus Christ bled for you. Do you know that today? That's what I'm preaching. So what happened with Paul? Paul knew how to get the crowd off of his life and onto fighting between Sadducees and Pharisees. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, thou Father of the poor, come, thou source of all our store, come within these bosoms shine. Thou of comfort is the best, thou the world's most beautiful guest, sweet refreshment here below. Come, Holy Spirit, come, wonderful Holy Spirit, come and show us Jesus.
May Almighty God bless you today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.